An election is happening this weekend, and most California Democrats are unaware. The California Democratic Party's Assembly District Election Meetings, or ADEMs, will take place February 22nd through 23rd. These elections, held every 2 years, determine Assembly District delegates, local representatives who help shape the party's policies and endorsements. Each district elects 14 delegates, 7 who identify as female and 7 who do not. And any registered Democrat in California can vote. The North Coast is part of Assembly District 2, which includes Del Norte, Humboldt, Mendocino, Sonoma, and Trinity counties. This year, 34 candidates are running for the district's 14 seats, over a dozen of which are from the North Coast, the majority running on a progressive slate. To learn more about this election, we spoke with Sarah Brooks, a local community organizer and ADEMS candidate.
And I do a lot of work with local organizations like Beginnings. I'm on the board. I'm on the board of the Garberville Town Square. Very dedicated and involved in community and what we can do to make our community better.
Brooks says she first became involved with the California Democratic Party after being inspired by a previous presidential candidate.
Since Bernie Sanders first ran for president in 2016, my feeling was that we needed to do something to bring about some of these changes that he's advocating for. And I found out about this process within the California Democratic Party called the ADEMS, Assembly District Election Meetings.
14 candidates will be elected to represent Assembly District 2 in an election that occurs every 2 years, with in-person voting happening this weekend, February 22nd and 23rd.
So if people are registered Democrats or want to become registered Democrats, in order to participate and be part of some really grassroots local organizing and people that really care about having a voice from Humboldt, from the North Coast, that can be on the front lines of this fight to save our democracy.
Voting will take place in person this weekend, but only 2 locations are available for Assembly District 2 voters, one in Humboldt County and the other in Sonoma. In Humboldt on Saturday, February 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., voting will take place at the Humboldt Democratic Party headquarters inside the Eureka Labor Temple. And in Sonoma County on Sunday, February 23rd, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., also at the Democratic headquarters.
That's when we will have the in-person voting. People that are registered, they'll look up and confirm that you are a registered Democrat, and then you will be able to vote for 14.
Among the 34 candidates running, 14, including Brooks, who is seeking re-election, are a part of a progressive slate. Most of these candidates are from the North Coast and are affiliated with the Humboldt Progressive Democrats. Other local representatives, such as Arcata City Council Member Meredith Matthews and Eureka City Council Member Scott Bauer, are also running. However, they are not aligned with the slate. KMA News reached out to them for comment, but have not received a response as of news time. After this weekend, the 14 elected Assembly District delegates will help shape the future of the California Democratic Party's policies, endorsements, and direction.
There are things like the platform of the party, the endorsements that the California Democratic Party makes, and the way that we are engaged is we attend meetings with different caucuses. So like most of us, all of us on our group are part of the Progressive Caucus. There's Women's Caucus and Environmental Caucus, all different kinds of groups that meet and discuss legislation and things that we want to help support or that we're trying to get more attention for. You know, getting fossil fuels out of the party was a big part of what the progressives were working on, and it's been a challenge and an uphill battle. One of the most important things is trying to get big money out of politics.
While any registered Democrat can vote, this election is different from a general or primary election. Ballots are not mailed, and polling locations are limited.
If you're a registered Democrat normally in California, you would get a ballot in the mail for an election. But this isn't a regular general election. This is an internal party election within the California Democratic Party. So you have to actually go out of your way.
Regardless of political alignment, Brooks encourages all eligible voters to participate in grassroots democracy.
We do have power, community power, local elections. These kind of things, even when the things that are happening at the national level feel really frustrating and out of our control, the more that we learn about local and state politics and get involved in those, the better off we will be, because all of that trickles up to the people who represent us in Washington.
Unlike the California Democratic Party, the California Republican Party, CAGOP, does not hold elections for its delegates. Instead, they are appointed. In contrast, the Democratic Party has a mix of appointed and elected delegates.
Because a lot of delegates, even in the Democratic Party, are appointed. So, like, you know, somebody like Mike McGuire gets to appoint like 30 people that are delegates to the California Democratic Party. And there's a little, you know, that's a little sketchy too, because those people are going to vote in line with whoever has appointed them, basically. So when you get all the electeds having a huge amount of appointed people, it does skew things.
Divisions between moderates and progressives have been growing within the Democratic Party, a split that was evident at the California Democratic Convention, where progressives protested in support of a ceasefire, leading to disruptions and the event being shut down. As the party navigates internal challenges, the ADEMS election gives registered Democrats a direct say in shaping its direction. However, with little public awareness and only two voting locations in the district, participation remains a challenge. Still, candidates like Sarah Brooks stress the importance of grassroots engagement, and all eligible voters are encouraged to take part. The delegates elected this weekend will influence key decisions within the California Democratic Party moving forward. For more information about the 2025 ADEMS election, you can visit ADEM.cadem.org. For those interested in the Humboldt Progressive Democrats, they hold monthly meetings on the third Wednesday of each month at 6 p.m. via Zoom. More details can be found online at hpdems.org.